come to order.
The members please vote to signify their presence. Have all members voted this morning? Secretary, please close the roll.
The roll shows 16 senators present this morning. Senator Eliason is excused from the call of the Senate today.
May we stand for the invocation by Rabbi Plotnick.
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, hear our prayer and bless thy servants. Be with all men and women who spend themselves for the good of mankind and bear the burdens of others, who give bread to the hungry, clothe the naked, provide shelter for the homeless. Establish thou, O God, the work of their hands, and grant them an abundant harvest of the good seed they are sowing. Amen.
Presence of the additional senators. Senate will please come to order. The Secretary certifies the correctness of the Daily Journal.
Mr. President.
You have the floor, Senator.
Move and ask unanimous consent that prayer be spread upon the Journal.
Without objection. Thank you very much, Mr. Finance Chairman. Secretary certifies the correctness of the Daily Journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the Journal for the 107th Legislative Day.
Senator Ray.
I would move the Journal for the 107th Legislative Day be approved as certified.
Without objection. Approved as certified. We've asked Rabbi Plotnick to feel it convenient and correct for him to cross and go out one of the doors if he chose to. Some days he is quite ill, you know, and has problems. I just want to let the Senate know it's not an intended discourtesy. Do we have guests for introduction this morning? I see former Representative Kubley is here. You have the floor, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's a number of people here concerned with the Air Safety Foundation and, of course, the continuation also of the Transportation Commission. They're in both galleries. In the gallery on my right are Mike Howard from Anchorage, Ken Richner from Ketchikan, Grant Thompson from Barrow, Lance Wells, and Jim Dodson from Anchorage, and then also Kirk Thomas from Ketchikan. And Jim Dodson and Rex Bishop are in the gallery behind me. And of course, Wally Kubley is a former member and is also working with them.
Further. The further introduction guests, we welcome you here this morning. Are the messages from the governor this morning?
Message of May 3. Dear Mr. President, I have signed the following bill and am transmitting the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. House Bill number 267, amended Senate, an act relating to herring stripping and providing for an effective date. Chapter 14, Session Laws, 1983. Sincerely, Bill Sheffield, Governor. That is the message from the Governor today.
Our message is from the House.
Message of May 3. The House has passed the following. CS for House Bill number 156, Finance by the Finance Committee. An act establishing the Alaska Grain Reserve Program and the Alaska Grain Reserve Loan Fund and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Finance.
That is the only message from the House.
Are there communications? Wish the floor, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Can we revert to introduction of guests?
Without objection.
Inadvertently, I forgot someone who has been very active and very helpful in the transportation industry in the state, Chuck Ware, also in this gallery.
Good morning, Chuck. There are no communications?
There are no communications.
There are reports of standing committees?
The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill number 40, Special Appropriations and Appropriation Transfers to carry out a settlement agreement between the state and the University of Alaska, and has a majority recommendation of due pass with the Judiciary Letter of Intent, signed Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Josephson, Vic Fisher, and Sackett. Senators Mulcahy, Ferguson, and Fake signed no recommendation. SB 40 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill number 41, transfer the ownership and management of the University of Alaska Trust land from the Department of Natural Resources to the Board of Regents of the University of Alaska, and recommends that the Resources Committee substitute be adopted with the judiciary amendment and the judiciary letter of intent. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Josephson, Mulcahy, Ferguson, Fakes, Fisher, and Sackett. SB 41 has no further referral.
Resources Committee.
The Labor and Commerce Committee. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill number 263, Notices for Occupational Safety and Health Violations, and a majority of the committee recommends it do pass with a zero fiscal note. Signed, Senator Mulcahy, Vice Chairman, concurring Senator Sackett and Rohde. SB 263 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Labor and Commerce Committee considered Committee Substitute for House Bill number 181, LNC, Regulation of the Practice of Psychology and Continuing the Existence of the Board of Psychologists and Psychological Associate Examiners, and recommends it be replaced with a Senate Committee Substitute with the majority do pass a zero fiscal note. Signed, Senator Mulcahy, Vice Chairman, concurring Senators Sackett and Rohde. House Bill 181 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Rules Committee considered Senate Concurrent Resolution number 12, requesting the Governor to establish a task force to investigate the feasibility of instituting a Stay Well health insurance plan for state employees, and Senate Concurrent Resolution number 19, Statewide Systems of Trails, and recommends that they be calendared on May 4. Signed, Senator Fakes, Chairman, concurring Senators Ferguson and Ray. They also recommend that the HES Committee substitute be adopted on Senate Concurrent Resolution number 12 and the Resources Committee substitute be adopted on Senate Concurrent Resolution 19. These do appear on today's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports.
Are the reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
There are bills for first reading and reference.
Senate Bill number 287 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act amending a 1982 transfer and appropriation of certain certificates of deposit to the Alaska Industrial Development Authority and providing for an effective date.
Finance. We'll just give it one referral because of the late arrival.
Senate Bill number 288 by Senator Bennett, an act relating to the Board of Fisheries.
Resources.
Senate Bill number 289 by Senator Bennett, an act relating to discharge of firearms and hunting and fishing in state park and recreation areas.
Resources.
Senate Bill number 290 by Senator Bennett, an act permitting transfer of forfeited aircraft to the Alaska Wing Civil Air Patrol.
Judiciary.
Those are the new bills today.
Senator Bennett.
I'd join any of the members who desire to be co-sponsors and sleep on the desk for half hour after the session.
You have the floor, Senator Ray Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that my name be added as a co-sponsor with Senator Bennett on Senate Bill 289.
It will be held on the Secretary of Senate's desk for other co-sponsorships. Takes us to the daily calendar. Will the Secretary please read Senate Concurrent Resolution 12?
Senate Concurrent Resolution number 12 by Senator Josephson, requesting the Governor to establish a task force to investigate the feasibility of instituting a Stay Well health program and health insurance plan for state employees. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title, a new fiscal note, and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Josephson, Chairman, concurring Senator Vic Fisher, Senators Moss and Halford.
Bill is before you for discussion and debate. Senator Ray.
There is a title change, Mr. President.
Noting the title change.
Move the title change.
As objection. And ask to ask consent on the title change. You have the floor, Senator Ray.
Yes, sir. Looking at the resolution that is starting on line 20, mentions making an incentive of an annual payment to state employees who don't use their sick leave. And I just wonder if this, maybe we should investigate to see if they are getting too much sick leave. I can't help but wonder if I was a state employee and I was going to come to work and I knew that
I was ill, but then I was going to get paid if I came to work, even though I was ill. I would come to work and take the chance on it.
Senator Joseph, you have the floor.
I'm not sure if there is a question there, but the purpose of the resolution as it evolved through the HES committee process was this. Originally, it was brought to our attention that some experiments are being done in this country with a system whereby employees, whether they are public or private, receive in a controlled account a deposit of money, which would be commensurate or with a typical deductible on a personal insurance program. If the account is used for medical or health care purposes, checks are written against the account and the health care provider receives payment. If during the insurance period, usually a year, the employee does not call upon that portion of the fund, then the employee receives all or part of the money on deposit at the end of the period. The idea is that this delays the triggering of a call upon the insurance benefits, which are above the deductible, and avoids overuse of insurance programs. The original resolution called for a study of that type of procedure, but at the recommendation of the administration, the committee substitute includes that as one of the options, but calls for a study of a variety of options which may be available. The department feels that the Stay Well program is only one of others that require examination. As to the Stay Well program itself, SCR 12 is endorsed by the State Hospital Association, whose president reported on April 1st that in the judgment of the association, the resolution begins to address the problem of ever-increasing utilization in general, and specifically problems of inappropriate use of hospital emergency rooms. When the consumer feels no economic difference in the use of a physician's office or an emergency room, all too often the consumer opts for the one most likely available at the consumer's convenience, the emergency room. When insurance pays for either the physician or emergency room visit, there is no effective difference to the consumer. The Stay Well program would offer an incentive, even if minor and indirect, and would thus be a great improvement. All this is, though, is a study to see if we can maximize the dollars we spend on health insurance and promote health care and reasonable use of our health care facilities in the state.
Senator Ray?
I thank the gentleman from Anchorage for his explanation. I would move the committee substitute asking how it's concerned.
Question is, committee substitute be adopted without objection. Committee substitute is adopted. Is there further debate? Absence of debate? Call for the question.
Question
is, shall Senate concurrent resolution 12 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. All members voted. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 15 yeas, 2 nays, 1 excused.
What is the tally?
17-2-1, sir.
Thank you. Secretary, please read Senate Concurrent Resolution 19 by title.
Senate Concurrent Resolution number 19 by Senator Vic Fisher, relating to a statewide system of trails. The Resources Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute. Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, and Senators Mulcahy and Ziegler signed no recommendation. Senator Sturgiluski and Vic Fisher signed do pass.
There is a committee substitute. Senator, you have the floor. Senator Fahrenkamp.
Mr. Chairman, I move the Resources Committee substitute and ask unanimous consent.
Without objection, Resources Committee substitute has been adopted. Secretary, read the bill.
CS for Senate Concurrent Resolution number 19, Resources, by the Resources Committee, relating to a statewide system of trails.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 19 is before you for discussion debate. Is there debate on this issue? Question has been called for. Question is, shall Senate Concurrent Resolution 19 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
Roll shows 19 yeas, 1 excused.
Consent and credit resolution 19 has been adopted. There is a citation calendar.
Citation honoring Skeeter Jepson by Representative Adams and Senator Ferguson.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and the publication notice requirement on the citation honoring Wynn Brewer be waived and the citation be taken up as special order of business at this time.
Objection. So ordered. Will the Secretary read by title?
Citation honoring Wynn Brewer by Representatives Hurlburt, Ward, Bussell, Furness, Abood, Martin, and all other members of the House.
Senator Ray.
No additions, Mr. President. I would move that the citation calendar be approved as read.
Without objection, the citation calendar has been adopted. Takes us to unfinished business. Under unfinished business, we have announcement of committee meetings. Finance Chairman.
This afternoon, Finance Committee at 1:30 will continue with Committee Substitute Senate Bill 215, Longevity Bonus. Also, Committee Substitute Senate Bill 124, Alaska Agricultural Loan Act. Also, we'll take up Senate Bill 230, Permanent Fund Dividend Distribution Program. After that, we'll continue on with the operating budget. We will also meet again tomorrow morning, 8:30, operating budget.
Further announcements, Senator Moss.
Mr. President, there'll be a Senate Transportation meeting tomorrow at 1:30 for bills that we have previously heard. We will bring them out to some committee substitutes. For example, Committee Substitute House Bill 240, Senate Bill 144, Senate Bill 217, Senate Bill 264, and SCR 16. I think that we'll probably take up 240, 144, correction, 217, 264, and 16. 1:30 Buttrell Room tomorrow.
Judiciary Chairman.
The Judiciary Committee will meet at 1:30 today, and the main topic of business, other than what has already been posted, will be the Legislative Ethics Bill.
The Rules Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Rules Committee will meet at 12:30 today in the Belts Room for the purpose of calendaring a series of bills, SCR 21, SCR 22, SJR 3, SJR 22, Senate Bill 48, 57, 127, 134, and 163. I apologize for not having the agendas on your desk, but I have them here. Anyone who's interested may have one.
Chairman Joseph.
Timothy.
We'll be at ease.
Today will be tomorrow after session.
Further announcement of committee meetings. You have the floor, Senator Victor Fisher.
For the announcements, I'd like to revert to unfinished business and waive committee substitute for House Bill number 284 from the State Affairs Committee. It's a bill dealing with designating the bowhead whale as a state marine mammal. It was given consideration already in Resources Committee.
Objection. Senator Fernkamp.
Mr. President, under announcement of committee meetings.
We are under announcement of committee meetings again.
Today at 3 o'clock, Resources Committee will be considering the royalty oil contracts. On Friday at 3, there will be a joint session with the House Resources Committee in the House Resources Room for a briefing by John Sims. He's the Director of Mineral Development. And then on Monday, we'll be taking up House Bill 258, which is an act establishing a special investment tax credit and providing for effective date.
Further announcement of committee meetings. Senator Halford, are you seeking the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Under announcements, President Reagan has declared tomorrow to be set aside as a national day of prayer. There are three churches in town that will have their doors open between 12 and 2, Resurrection Lutheran, Northern Lights United, and Valley Chapel. This is a continuation of a tradition established a year before the Declaration of Independence by the Continental Congress in 1775, and I think it's a tradition that's been brought back by our current president, which is certainly in the national interest.
Senator Helfer, can you repeat the churches that will be open? Thank you, sir.
The churches which will be open are Resurrection Lutheran on 10th in town, Northern Lights United on 11th in town, and the Valley Chapel on the Back Loop Road from 12 to 2 tomorrow.
Thank you, Senator. Are there items in our special orders this morning? Senator Paul Fisher.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to have an excused absence for Saturday on May the 7th.
Objection, so ordered. Excuse from the call of the House. Senator Ray.
No other business come before the Senate. I move we adjourn to 10 a.m. Thursday, May 5th.
We are adjourned.